We had to make it quick because I'm on Zoom because I'm a cheap guy. You know what I'm saying? The producer couldn't be here today. He's out here. You know, he's doing baseball coaching. His son's out here killing. Welcome back. It's been a minute. Red Lizzle Sports Talk episode 180. Thank y'all for listening on Spotify. Check us out on YouTube. Check us out on Facebook. Red Lizzle Sports Talk on TikTok. At Red Lizzle Podcast on Twitter. What's good, fellas?
What's up, bros?
What's up? And I want to thank all the patrons out here, and thank you to everybody that had your thoughts and prayers for my family situation going on. Everything's getting better. I got love and confidence in my Commanders. Love for the five-time NBA 2K cover boy, Kobe, Bean, Bryant, and all the love right there for my mama right there. You know what I'm saying? My boy Tyler's going to return next week for TNT. He's a co-host of Fatboy Fadeaway with my man Darren, who's going to be on the second episode with me and Brandon as we talk about the NBA crazy free agency and what our expectations are. But tonight, on our 180 episode, I got the Hands Bros. What's up, fellas? What's going on?
Just chilling. What
y'all
up to? Been a long time.
Yeah, Keith, we ain't seen you in a minute, baby. You've been hustling in that new crib you got that I still ain't been invited to. But, you know.
Man, if I can ever get some time here,
I feel
I'll
you.
Be happy.
Hey, you grinding, baby. You grinding. What's good, GOAT?
Same old, you know.
Hey, so since we got both of y'all on the show and we talking football, because football is back. But before we get to football, like I said about Jared, the producer, he has to get up early in the morning. But, hey, Jared, this one's for you, baby, because we got, what, five wins in a row for my Mets, baby. Let's go. We coming back. The Mets, we not sellers. We buyers. We still going to come back on Keith's Braves and catch up to them Dodgers and stuff. I don't know. It's better than us being ahead and always collapse like we always do. So maybe if we suck, maybe we'll get better. I don't know. But since we got you fellas on, it's football time. The AFC East and the AFC North, I think it's going to be two of the craziest divisions because they're trying to catch them Chiefs. They're trying to catch them Chiefs. And those two divisions, there's all kinds of big-time storylines. Because on Red Lizzle Sports Talk, we talk about sports from Hall of Famers to the local talent, to the Hold on. What the
I can't yell too much, my kids.
All right, well, at least give me some mannerisms, baby. We talk about sports from Hall of Famers to the local talent to the big-time storylines. And the big-time storylines in the AFC East, where we're going to start Brandon's division, QBs everywhere. I mean, we got Mac Jones out here doing this. Bill Belichick, does he like him? Does he not? He got a coordinator for him. All this going on. Then we got Tua. Is he healthy? What's going on when he's there? They were doing this. Can they really count on him? We got Keith's boy Josh Allen, who's trying to suck all over Stephon Diggs now because ain't no problems. Ain't no problems going on. I don't know. They still ain't get him no more weapons. I guess the little tight end, I guess he might be a weapon. And then we got Aaron Rodgers with all his shit. You know what I'm saying? But my biggest question, Brandon, who's the most pressure on as far as the QBs go in that division?
But honestly, I'm going to say it's Josh Allen.
Why is that?
And it might be shut right now.
You keep pausing. We can't hear you in the very beginning of what you're saying. You were like this. And then talking like we watching a Chinese movie and shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The subtitles. Indeed. Go ahead.
I said Josh Allen, I think.
Why, though? You're doing that shit again. You're doing that shit again. I ain't got all that time. Fix your shit. Keith, who you got?
I was going to say Josh Allen, too. What?
Both of y'all?
Yeah, because the pressure's more on Allen because he's been there. It's time. Some should say he should be taking that next step to get into the Super Bowl. He's been so close. He's taking a step each year, and I think it's on him, not Tua. The pressure's on him just to finish a season, but the pressure's on Josh Allen to win a championship.
Hey, I agree. I mean, both of y'all got valid points, but this is going to conclude as we keep going along.
Man, the window's right there.
There you go, Brandon. We can hear you now. Whatever you did, keep that up. You know what I'm saying? And we look at these quarterbacks, but I think people are sleeping on the defenses in this division. According to last year, the Jets were number 4, the Patriots were 5, Dolphins were 6, and the Bills were 10. And we know the Bills were missing Vaughn, and they were missing their corner. I'm looking at these defenses like, I don't know if I want to draft any of them quarterbacks in fantasy because them defenses are loaded. So if you had to pick one defense, if you had to pick what defense is the best one, Brandon, which one's the best? You think it's going to have the best impact?
I know the Jets are great. I'm going to think it's ours, I think.
You think? I mean, I can't argue with that. You got Xavier Howard. You got Jalen Ramsey. I mean, you got the boy from Denver and Detroit. I mean,
Fangio. I mean,
Brandon, I'm glad you said that, though, man, because honestly, I'd be saying the same thing because I'd be hyped coming into this year if I was you.
Yeah.
I'd be saying the same thing.
So as we keep going with these divisions, I don't want anybody to give me no pick who they think they're going to win. Just based on the question, what it is. Because
we're going to do an episode like last
year. Yeah, we'll have a whole episode about picks and all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
So you saying the Dolphins, too?
Yeah, well, I'm going to say I think it's the Jets. But I agree with Brandon. I can understand why he'd feel confident enough to say the Dolphins. Because, I mean, you got Jalen Ramsey coming in. You got the new Fandango, whatever his name is. But I think the Jets have extreme amount of talent last year with no, and I think they're going to be feeling better at their quarterback play this year. So,
yeah, he's a key piece to all. He's a gigantic piece to all of it. And we look at it, and I think in that division, there's a whole lot of wide receivers that look kind of good. The running backs are kind of suspect on every team. When you start looking at the Dolphins, you got every retread from the 49ers. We got Damian Harris and Cook's little brother out there in Buffalo. And Ramondre Stevenson might be the best guy. But Dalvin Cook's still out there. He's been rumored to go to almost all of these teams. You know what I'm saying? So who would be the best fit? Where would Dalvin Cook fit the best, Keith?
I think Dalvin Buffalo.
In Buffalo with his brother? Why?
Yeah, I just think that they need some kind of running back help, dude. Because I like the Jets running back situation now without him coming.
Who do you like for the Jets?
I like Breece Hall.
He's still hurt, dude.
He's hurt.
Oh, he's still hurt?
Still hurt. Go ahead and draft him number one.
Man, all right. Well, then, yeah, that changes a lot. Then maybe Buffalo or the Jets, it's up in the air. It's a coin toss for me.
What do you think, Brandon? You got to pause before you speak because we don't hear the first part of what you say. Go ahead.
It's us.
It's the Dolphins, right? But you talked about this long time ago. Why is it taking so long? Why y'all keep re-signing all these? I don't even know who the hell. You got an Asian-ass dude running back. No offense to Asians, but.
I don't think we have an Asian running back.
You had one. I don't know if he's still there or not. I don't know.
Track star running backs is what you all have.
But they can't stay healthy, though.
That's why Cook can, man. And Cook knows the scheme. And he's still got something.
I think so, too.
Until training camp's over with and, you know, all of that.
So you think it's a better fit?
I've been really embarrassed being so unprepared with that Breece Hall comment.
Yeah, I mean, but the coaches are saying he's going to be ready by week one, but you never know really, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. So we said the best fit, but what team would he help get over the hump of a Chiefs to get to the Super Bowl? Is it the same team?
It's Buffalo.
It's Buffalo. That's their missing piece?
Yeah, I'm going to give him a ball.
Well, wouldn't they?
They've got to do something to get rid of
running back. Take some of that load off him.
They got Damian Harris. You don't think he's no good?
James, because his little brother.
Buffalo got Damian Harris.
They got Damian Harris.
From the Patriots?
Yeah, the Patriots only got Ramondre Stevenson. They only got Ramondre.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that the Bills had Harris. Well, I mean, but, I mean, yeah, I'd still take Cook.
All right. So, talking about the Patriots, I know both of y'all hate the damn Patriots. But it's some crazy stuff going on ever since Jimmy G was there. The owner wanted to keep Tom Brady. Belichick wanted to keep Jimmy G. And now all the hot seat of Bill Belichick's going on. Since he hasn't won a playoff game since Tom Brady's left, he's starting to feel that pressure. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to break Don Shula's record for wins. I don't know if he's going to be a Patriot when he does that. But now he's throwing it out there like, we as an organization only spend 5% of our money to a free agent. We're in the bottom 5% of the league. And then the owner comes out like, money's nothing. We can do whatever, whatever. You know what I mean? And now the first game, they're honoring Tom Brady. So I think there's some rift between these guys. Could D-Hop, who is somebody out there who's been linked to the Patriots and to the Titans, could D-Hop do enough for the Patriots to either get them in playoff mode? I don't think they can win a division even with them. But could they get them over the hump of not being a last place team? Because I think we all think they're going to be last place. Brandon? No. We can't hear you.
No.
There you go. Why not?
D-Hop's not that guy.
He's not? You agree, Keith?
No, I mean, as far as D-Hop goes, I mean, he's a great talent, but I just don't see New England doing anything at all ever this year. Like, I'm comparing the New England team this year to the Golden State Warriors a few years ago.
Everybody was hurt then, though.
Huh?
Everybody was hurt with Golden State the year you talking about.
But I'm just saying, I'm just talking about this as a franchise. They're going to take a huge step down and get a good draft pick next year.
More.
Like Golden State did. And then they might be able to try to rebuild. I think they're in a rebuild mode, dude. And I think that their best friend will be losses this year.
And see, I thought they were going to be that last year. I thought they were going to be that. They kept on finding ways to pull some things out. Now you get Bill O'Brien to be your offensive coordinator, who coached D-Hop. Yeah, he had a dumbass.
That's the loss right there.
Why?
Bill O'Brien.
I mean, as an offensive coordinator, every coordinator for the Patriots seems like they're great, but when they go on their own, they can't find their way. I don't know why.
We'll see. They don't got Brady no more. They're trying to rekindle the Matt Spark.
Overrated coach ever. Now, I said it last year. Game passed me by. He's overrated. Brady would be end of story.
You might be right, Brandy. You might be right. So flipping it to the Titans real quick, even though not in the division. So should D-Hop just go to the Titans then? Because in that division, could he be a difference?
Who?
If D-Hop went to the Titans.
I don't know. To me, it just seems like D-Hop is just like a prima donna, disgruntled cancer in the locker room everywhere. No, maybe not in the locker room.
Hold on. And Brandon, if anybody knows about prima donna wide receivers in the locker room, Keith's fucking team knows all about them.
Yeah. At least my boy was on pace to possibly be the best ever when he was playing with us.
Yeah.
And he's on pace. He's sniffing pace. No, I don't know.
I just don't think D-Hop is one of those players that be on winning teams like that. I think that wherever he goes, this is going to be like mid-card team, and that's all right with him as long as he's grabbing one-hand snags and, you know, getting some shine once in a while. That's all he'll ever be. You know what I mean?
And you might be right. I think his talent is right there, but it might be the other things that might hold him back. I mean, he's played with
whack. I have no disrespect to him. I just don't – that's just how I see him. Like, I don't see him ever being, like, a championship guy. Now, watch them win this year wherever he goes. He'll go to Buffalo and they'll win.
Why not? All right, so we're looking at this division. I think this division is crazy. I think it's super crazy. I think everybody thinks that the Chiefs are probably the favorite still, right? The Bengals are probably around that top thing. So when we look at it, I want to go through all the teams. What's more likely to happen? Are they going to more likely to reach the Super Bowl or more likely to miss the playoffs? Patriots, I think we're going to say more likely to miss the playoffs. So let's go to the other teams. The Dolphins, Brandon. Are they more likely to get to the Super Bowl because they match up well against them? Or are they more likely to miss the playoffs? I knew we
were closer to the Super Bowl.
Closer to the Super Bowl. Who you think, Keith? I mean, what do you think? Same thing?
I agree. I think they're closer to going to the Super Bowl, definitely, than not making the playoffs.
Well, what about your Bills, Keith? What about your Bills? Because Brandon already said, yo, it's ticking, yo, it's ticking.
Same thing.
Super Bowl.
I feel like Bills are just, yeah.
You agree, Brandon?
I feel like they're, as far as that or missing the playoffs, yeah, I would take
the Super Bowl. I can see a scenario where they don't make it, but I'm going to say closer to the Super Bowl.
There's going
to
be a reason why we're doing this. And then, of course, the Jets, which is another one that can go either way. What do you think, Brandon?
Brandon.
I guess he said Super Bowl. I don't know. He milly-vanilly out here and shit.
Nah.
You agree,
Keith? Nah, dude. Not at all. I'm Jets.
More closer to missing the playoffs?
No, closer to going to the Super Bowl.
Hey, Brandon, you said missing the playoffs? Ooh, okay.
Dude, I'm telling you.
All right, so since I'm on with two fantasy champions right now, let's talk about the wide receivers. We're going to take Tyreek Hill out of the mix because I feel like that's an unfair advantage. But
he's the best.
I want to know which one you would rather have for a season. I mean, Jalen Waddle, he was still putting up his numbers with Hill there. It doesn't matter. You see Diggs, we don't know if he's with the team, not with the team, if there's anger. I don't know. And then we got Wilson for the Jets. He's either going to be like Lazard or he's going to be like Adams. I don't know. Which one would you take, Keith?
Out of the all those?
Out of those three.
I don't really know. Out of those three, who did you say? Waddle and who else?
Waddle, Diggs, and Wilson. And Garrett Wilson.
Diggs. Okay. Shit, that's hard, dude. You know what? I would gamble with Garrett Wilson because he's going to have a quarterback this year. I would gamble with that.
Hey, I'm not going to hate that. Go ahead, Brandon. Who you think? Pause before you talk. I think he said Waddle. I don't know.
Waddle.
Getting closer doesn't make us hear you. That's like going to a deaf person. Like, you going to a deaf person like, hello.
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, you say I'm freezing or something, right?
It paused me. I can hear you perfectly right now. Perfect. So why did you pick Waddle though? Because he has to play with the number one wide receiver last year, as far as statistically goes.
He still like outperforms every other receiver still too. We're gonna pass the ball more, and I think Jalen Waddle's just more talented a receiver than the other one.
He's more talented than Diggs and Wilson.
Yeah,
because he went to Bama.
Because he's a Bama
golf. Because he went to Bama.
He's got some water in Brandon's eyes.
All right, real quick. All right, we got Mac. We know about his problems. We know about Tua, and we know about Aaron Rodgers. My question, Keith, which one of those at the year's end is most likely not to be on the roster next year for whatever reason?
Out of all them?
Just the three quarterbacks.
Mac, Tua, and who?
Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers? I would say I'd probably say Aaron Rodgers because he might win this and go off in the sunset.
So you're saying that Aaron Rodgers is going to win the Super Bowl and then retire. And Brandon would be like, he's going to miss the playoffs and be like, I'm going back to my dark tunnel and shit.
That's more likely. Going out on top like that, dude. I can see it and just see that happening because Mac ain't going nowhere.
Yeah,
neither is Tua.
Exactly, he's not going anywhere.
I don't know, man. They've been trying to get rid of Tua for a long time, and heaven forbid he get any kind of injury this year. I don't care if it's head, body, leg, whatever. Please don't get an injury because that's going to be their excuse. I worry about that. What do you think, Brandon?
I think it's Mac Jones.
Why is that?
They just don't seem to have. Honestly, I see him getting benched early, like in the middle of the season.
He's getting benched. They just benched.
Don't seem like him. It could happen. I mean, he's not terrible. It's just You don't have shit to work with.
There's a bad energy in New England right
it
now.
Is.
Nobody
expects it. It is the head coach.
And the owner. The head
coach. Offensively retarded. He has no idea what he's doing.
Bill O'Brien.
No, I mean, Belichick.
I know. I'm just laughing at these knuckleheads, dude. Bill O'Brien.
I mean, Bill O'Brien was our offensive coordinator.
I mean, he's better than the defensive dudes they had last year. God dang. But I mean, I think one, at least one of them won't be on the roster. One of them's not gonna be. Something's gonna happen, yo.
You think it's Mac or Aaron Rodgers?
It could be. If Aaron Rodgers don't get to the playoffs, he was in Green Bay, where it's like, it's Green Bay. The fans own part of the team. You in New York now, dog. You in New York. He wants to be like making excuses and shit. New Yorkers ain't gonna deal with that.
I think he's bringing an energy to New York. New York to
he might. I can see either side.
Detroit and Chicago, though, every game.
Exactly. That division. This is the first time he's going to be in a division where he's not the dominating team out there. You know what I mean? If you look, we look at this team. Three teams in this division, we honestly can make a case.
I love Aaron Rodgers, but
there's three teams that can honestly win the division. Three teams can win. And when
I don't want to talk about it right now.
No, we're not. What I'm saying is when he was with Green Bay, it was always Green Bay's going to the division. Can somebody else get a wild card?
Maybe Minnesota.
Maybe can get a wild card. I mean, just being honest, yo. All right, real quick. So we don't need to know who's going to win, whatever. How many of these teams are going to make the playoffs? Because four division winners make it, and then three wild cards. How many of these teams make the playoffs, Keith?
Well, I've been thinking all three of them are going to make it.
So three teams going to make it. Okay.
But once I saw their schedule, because they have a hard schedule.
Who does?
All that whole division has a tough schedule, yeah. And
that means the Bills have a tougher schedule then, because they won the division, right?
No, we haven't.
Oh, y'all won the division, Brandon?
No, we get the toughest.
But they all got the same schedule. It don't matter. No,
yeah, but when you play another division, you play.
Where your road games are.
Yeah. Who you think, Brandon? How many's gonna make?
You think they are?
Brandon says two. Keith says I can't wait till we get the big board out because that's gonna be fucking interesting as shit.
Yeah, I was saying three, but I'm not quite sure anymore now.
It's tough.
I think about when we do the big board.
It's a lot of teams. So everybody's been talking. I don't know if y'all watch Hard Knocks or not. I was really into it. I don't think I watched it. I don't like that mid-season shit. Fuck that. In the mid-season, I'm playing fantasy. I'm watching the games. I ain't got time for no little drama shit. That's before the thing to get you hyped up. But they haven't picked a team yet. And all four of these teams I can make a case would be intriguing to watch. As far as you, Brandon, if you could watch one for entertainment value, which one would you pick?
It's probably the Jets.
The Jets. Is it because of Aaron Rodgers?
Yes, and it will. I don't think he would like it.
He won't. You agree, Keith?
And I think that's who they are.
They already decided. I haven't seen that.
Well, yeah, it would probably be either the Jets or the Dolphins.
No, we can't. We're not eligible. There's only four teams eligible.
Oh, really? I didn't know. Well, this is just for fun. It's just for fun if you can pick. If you can pick.
I don't think they're going to put playoff teams in there, yeah.
This is just for fun, though. If you can pick one.
Boston's
going to
be a close second. So.
Well, out of who?
That division, dude, AFC East.
Oh, that division.
The AFC East, definitely the Jets.
It'd probably the Jets, just to see what Rodgers' kind of energy he bring into the team.
Yo, I kind of almost would like to see the Patriots, just because of what we talked about with the owner and coach and
Matt Jones. Talking about
dysfunctional shit everywhere going on. Because when you think about the Patriots, you think about the Patriots like, we do everything the right way, the Patriot way. And to see them all fucked up, that might be intriguing.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think I'm going to switch it to Patriots.
That might be fun because I'm tired of Aaron fucking Rodgers, dude. God dang. And Tua, I just hope that he stays healthy. All right, so let's – here we go, Keith. We're going to the AFC North real quick. AFC North.
All right.
Same question. We see Burrow. Burrow's got the moxie. He's been in a Super Bowl. They thought they were going to beat the Chiefs again and lost. So I feel like they're probably the second favorite to get there. So I think there's a little pressure there. He's about to get his money. We got your boy Pickett, who Trubisky re-signed because he must think that he has an opportunity. Y'all are getting weapons. You got Allen Robinson now. Your offensive line's a little bit better. Brandon's favorite quarterback, Deshaun Watson, he's knocking the rust off. He's knocking the rust off any way he can. I don't know. He's knocking it off. I don't know. And then we got Lamar Jackson, who got his money, who wound up beating the Ravens and doing what he needed to do. Who has more pressure on them, Keith, this year?
I think it's going to – Deshaun Watson probably has the most personal pressure on him because he really needs to prove himself that he belongs in this league now.
Okay.
Things have gone really downhill for him. His play, whatever happened to him personally, then his play on the field reflected it. And he just – it's like a come-to-Jesus moment for him this year, in my opinion.
Especially the come part. Go ahead, Brandon King. Who you think has the most pressure?
I'm gonna say Lamar.
Why is that?
I mean, you know, after quitting on your team last year, holding out for money, demanding trades, you got your money. Play a full season, make the playoffs, win a playoff game.
No excuses.
Do something in the playoffs because you've never done anything in your career during this month.
No excuses.
What are you talking about? He's won an MVP, dude.
I mean, so does Steve Nash win two of them. Don't matter.
Yeah, MVPs mean.
But I love Lamar Jackson, and I'm big on the Ravens this year, to be honest with you. I'm kind of scared of them.
All right, so first of all, Keith, I will tell you right now, Deshaun Watson does not have any pressure. That motherfucker got guaranteed $200 million. He don't care if he shits the fucking bed. He's guaranteed.
But personally,
what are they going to do, release him?
I think he has a lot of prep.
What are they going to do? Release him? Somebody else will pick him up, like the Deadskins, and we'll pay him another. We'll pay him another $200 million.
Because I'm talking about the proof to himself personally. I think he's got a lot on his.
I mean, I don't know see that.
If he's got very high morals. Dude. I really don't think his morals.
I'm not talking about his morals.
He's got high morals. I mean, he's got high morals.
He's trying to look himself in the mirror and realize that he belongs in the league still. The way he played last year, he looks like Colin Kaepernick.
You know he's trying to get back in the league too. But as far as a fantasy, as far as a fantasy perspective, because we're all champions, and you can get different ones in different rounds, which one would you take a shot on, Brandon?
Between all four of them?
Yeah, those four, AFC North. Because there's value. Pickett's going to be lower. It might get the same. I mean, you never know. Lamar can run, Watson can run, Burrow.
Watson, I would take a late round flyer on,
because
just
be
because
late.
Of his running ability.
I got that, and that's somebody you hate like a mug. But
yeah, I mean, I don't really hate him, but I mean,
you hate him.
I just don't think. I think he should have got a harsher punishment, probably. But
yeah, he's used to punishing. Go ahead, Keith. Who would you take?
If you're looking at like a late value pick, then
I didn't say late value. I said who would you take?
Who I think I'd rather have on my fantasy team this year, I think Lamar Jackson.
You think he's going to show out?
Yeah, I do.
I'm scared of that, too. As far as the running backs go, from a fantasy perspective, we see Joe Mixon. His personal problems are behind him. Samaje Perine's in Denver. He might even start. J.K. Dobbins seems like he's healthy now. Nick Chubb led the league in rushing again. And it looks like Kareem Hunt. What the hell happened to Kareem Hunt? I don't know. And then Najee Harris seems like he's healthy now. And that offensive line, like I said, is better. Another year with the quarterback Pickett. I don't know. As far as the running backs go, Keith, which one would you want to have in fantasy?
I think Harris is going to be way bigger this year.
Harris.
I'd like to have Harris.
Okay. Go ahead, Brandon.
Same thing, Najee?
No.
Yeah, I think he's healthy now, and I think they'll be a lot better.
Our offensive line, we were the only team last year that our offensive line played every single game last year together, and we got better through the year. We finished the season 6-2. Pickett was showing clutch.
Yeah, yeah, the end of the year, y'all. Yeah. Is it opportunity for Harris, or is it just he's a better player than all of them?
I just think that it's going to be opportunity, healthier, and he finished the season strong last year, started out horrible. So I think his average game is going to be a lot stronger than the other guys.
He can catch the ball,
Chubb. There you go, Brandon. He can catch the ball. Chubb ain't catching it. I don't never trust Mixon, and J.K. Dobbins is J.K. Hoblin. That fool KC Joplin, you know what I'm saying? But here's the biggest thing.
You watching Wimber out here?
Keith, we got 8 minutes left. You talk about your Spurs.
Talking about some French
pussy. I am jealous about the Spurs getting his ass, and I ain't gonna lie, I hate the fucking Spurs. Anyway, as far as the offense goes, because this is an offensive league, you know we about that. If you had to pick one offense in the division, Brandon, wide receiver, tight end, running back, no quarterbacks involved, as far as fantasy goes, the Bengals, we know what they got with Chase and Higgins and you know, their players, Browns, Chubb, and Amari Cooper and all them, Steelers with their wide receivers and Najee, and then the Ravens with OBJ and all these mugs and their tight ends a stud. What offense would you like to have if you had them in for fantasy?
No quarterbacks involved.
No quarterback involved.
Bengals.
The Bengals. Jamar Chase is just that good.
T. Higgins is that good. Tyler Boyd's good. Yeah. Mixon's good.
The only reason why I brought this up is because I saw a fantasy league like this where you actually drafted a team's offense like we do defense.
Oh, that's crazy.
And I was like, yo, that's a crazy concept. Who would you take, Key?
And honestly,
he gonna say the Steelers.
I like my offense. I like Pickens. I like Freiermuth. I like Najee Harris. I like Deontay Johnson. But I like Calvin Austin III this year coming out. Nobody's thinking about him.
Oh, I see your fantasy sneaky plays. Okay. So like we did with the last division, Keith went with three teams making the division. Brandon said two. How many teams in this division make the playoffs? Because it was down to the last week last year for teams to get in. Didn't your boys Steelers almost have a chance to get in, Brandon? And we saw the Bengals and the Ravens play without Lamar, and the Ravens almost won that game. Some crazy goal line interception crap. You know what I'm saying? And the Browns, Watson another year coming back. He wasn't no scrub. He was highly touted. So how many teams in this division, Brandon, make the playoffs?
Two, I think.
Two again. What you think, Keith? Yeah.
Same thing, two.
So y'all both say two. So yeah. Two in this division, two in the first division, and then four division. That's six. So you got one playoff team left. So I can't wait to the big board to see who that
is. That's four. We got three left, right?
No, you got four division winners. Oh, I guess some of them could win the division. You're right. We don't know. Yeah, you're right.
Right. One of them's going, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. All right. So, Hard Knocks, if you could pick one for your entertainment, not no whatever the rule is, who would you pick to watch, Keith? Don't say the fucking Steelers, Keith. I mean, it could be the Steelers.
Let me think here.
Dude, there's one clear answer, dude.
The Deshaun Watson story, like I was saying.
You think they would have put Deshaun Watson on that shit with all that shit going on? He gonna be with the microphones everywhere. He's like, "Yeah, dude, I had this bitch sucking on all my."
Then he create scenarios like, "Well, he's in there alone with somebody."
I mean, it's HBO, hey, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Who you got, Brandon? What would you like to see at Hard Knocks with one of them teams?
I'm gonna say the Bengals, man, because
the Bengals.
I like Joe Cool. I like
Joe him
cool,
too.
Man. It's cool, motherfucker. So yeah,
you said he's a punk, dude. I thought you didn't like.
That's my boy.
He's a bitch at LSU.
I'm surprised nobody said the Ravens. I'm surprised nobody said the Ravens with Lamar. He got his money. OBJ out there. I just thought maybe it was big time storylines, but I can see any of those. You know what I'm saying? All right, so real quick, we got 5 minutes left. I want to do some AFC East versus AFC North scenarios. I think Brandon started it with the Bills, or one of y'all started it with the Bills. You know. The time is now. We got Bills or the Ravens. Both of these teams have been talked about as being, this is the year. I mean, the past, 4 years, I think these two teams have been brought up like, we the ones that's going to overtake the Chiefs. We the ones that's going to take over. Which one has the most pressure to do it? And then which one you think could do it, Brandon?
The Bills.
They got the most pressure, and they got and they could do it.
Yeah, Ravens definitely can't do it.
Though. Really?
Nah.
Okay.
Brandon Lamar Jackson.
I do not have nothing against him. I just don't think he's that great. And I don't think their coaching's good enough to beat anybody, honestly. I really don't. The Bills, because they, what, 2-0? Was 2-0 against No, was that the Bengals? No, but
2-0 against who?
Yeah, because they had them beat in 7 seconds. They lost it, so that's the most pressure.
Things happen. Things happen.
I mean, the pressure's on the Bills, yeah. They've been so close the past few years.
And I think Diggs, if he doesn't get traded this offseason, this is his last year there.
If they trade Diggs, who are they going to throw the ball to? Gabriel Davis?
He does not want to be there. He does not have...
There's something crazy going on, dude. It's something crazy.
Allen. It's got two egos. Allen, Diggs. We don't know what's going on.
They probably playing everybody. He'll come out to smoke everybody this year. Why?
You saw him go off on Allen last year.
I don't know. When the coach came out like, this is a serious issue. I have ultimate concern. And then everybody's like, oh, no, we love each other. It's fake news. Nah, that's... Something's going on.
They need to get it together. That's all right. Let us sneak into their playoff spot.
So you agree with Brandon? You think it's the Bills that has the most pressure and the ones that could do it time is now?
Yeah, absolutely.
My time is up. My time is now.
The pressure's on the Bills this year, dude.
Pressure's on. All right, so real quick, fantasy upside. Fantasy upside. Who would you rather have, Keith, for fantasy upside the whole year, Tua or Watson?
Tua.
Because I feel like they're going to get drafted around the same area. You would rather have Tua. Because why?
Tua and Watson? I think Tua will get drafted before Watson.
I said around the same area. Around the same area. Yeah. Maybe fifth round, sixth round, both of them. I don't know. Tua, because why? The weapons or because he's just better?
Yeah, the Tua, the weapons and just more upside, just in my opinion.
Watson that can run, too. Don't forget offense. That. Who you got, Brandon?
Yeah, I'm going to say Tua as well.
Tua. I mean, I'm a probably say Watson only because I worry about Tua's health. I mean, that scares the hell out of me because
he's falling. Right,
but he's bulked up too. He's put a lot of weight on.
Dude, I hate Alabama. No offense, George T. But I hate Alabama. But I hope this guy stays healthy because it was fun watching the Dolphins look real good last year in the beginning. They were like,
Buffalo in the snow. Was it Christmas Eve night?
It was so fun to watch them. You know what I mean? It was fun to watch them. So I hope we can stay healthy. We got a minute left, real quick. All right, so out of the both divisions, all the teams involved, what division, Keith, has the best chance to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl? Not what team, but what division has the most opportunity or the best opportunity to win to get to Super Bowl?
AFC East.
The AFC East because of why?
Yeah, just because of like I can see either any of those three teams being in the Super Bowl, and I can't really say that about the AFC North.
Okay, what do you think, Brandon?
Yeah, I agree. Same thing. It's the East, I think.
Well, we're under a minute to go, so you don't have to end it like this. You're both wrong. It's the North because the Bengals are going to the Super Bowl. The Bengals will be in the Super Bowl.
You got to give it away.
Dude, I've been saying this on everybody's show for the past 2 months. The Bengals.
I said it last year, too, though.
Did I say it? No, I said the Chargers. Said the Chargers. We saw how that worked out. Brandon, I said the Chargers and the Rams. Whoa, shit. Shit, Keith. Wow. Thank you for saying. Oh, shit, it went off. But hey, on Spotify, Keith, thanks for listening. Coming on. Appreciate your time to Lisa, Tariq, and later everybody. Happy to whatever. I don't know what the hell I'm saying. I'm trying to rush and do this at the same time. But Hansbro boys, appreciate y'all, man. Definitely appreciate your time. And be ready. Next episode, we got the GOAT and we got Darren talking NBA free agent offseason frenzy. It's gonna be crazy. Relevant sports talk, where we talk about sports from Hall of Famers, to the local talent, to the big time storyline.